broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and V, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bo and V.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. How you doing,
Fee? Hello, Bubby. Doing good, man.
Neil behind the boards. Neil, how are you today?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all.
Good, good. And joining us on Sports Talk, this is, let's see, it's our year 10 or 9?
Year 10. Year 10.
Year 10, and that means how many years you've been coaching?
More than 10.
This is year 20.
20? He doubled us up.
No way.
Yeah.
You know how, like, you don't know this yet, but Jack will get this and Harold will get this. You know how there's some moments in life where you know you're getting old and it's like the Carly Niekamp's a senior. Now, I remember.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Now, when I'm thinking, oh my God, she's a senior. I remember when she was born.
Yeah.
We're getting old, Jack.
Unbelievable.
Our babysitters that we had for Erica are now grandmas.
Well, whoa, and what I always judged it by, I never felt like I was getting old until the girls like Marcia that worked for me at Spencer's Drive-In, when they got married, and not a big deal, yeah, when they had kids, when they had grandkids, yeah, I'm thinking, oh wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that can't be.
20 years behind the helm of 20 Fort
years.
Football.
Yep.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, doesn't seem possible.
So who, longevity-wise, you got to be top in the league, don't you?
No.
No, who else?
Tim's been there longer.
He has.
Tim and Marion.
He's been over 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was there 99 or 2000.
Tim's been there longer.
That has to be
Schulte's been there a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Schulte?
Yeah.
Really?
I think I might be number three.
You're three?
I think so.
I'll be damned.
That is unbelievable. First of all, congratulations on a tremendous
big
opener.
Thanks.
That was a good one.
Big win.
It felt good. You know, kids played. It played really well. It played really hard.
Yep.
It was.
Well, I think they bought into the plan.
Yeah, and we played almost the exact kind of game that we needed to.
Yep. Yeah.
You know.
So is there so going into the season, and your numbers are down, and you ain't stupid. You hear the grumblings and you hear all that stuff. Is there a little extra when something like when you come out and play? I mean, we almost played the perfect game. And we really did. I mean, as far as
game plan,
we played damn good. We had a couple turnovers there, but I just thought, God dang it, did we
get
a couple bad snaps? But I thought I couldn't believe how good we played.
Yeah, you know, and like it's really a credit to those players. Like, you know, none of that stuff bothered them.
Right. Yeah,
they don't care about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
They just want to play football.
Right.
So, you know, I think it's our job as coaches to get them ready, to give them the best chance to win that we possibly can. And so that's what we tried to do. And I think they, you know,
work.
They believe in what we're doing. And they're like, let's go play a football game. Let's go compete. Let's go battle. So, I mean, from day one, there was never any sense of like, oh, no, you know, we're in trouble because we don't have a lot of players, that kind of stuff. If anything, it was the opposite. This group of guys, they really don't care about that stuff. They'll compete against anybody, and I think, you know, they've showed that already, and I think they're gonna continue to show that.
So let's go back. Football practice. We start doing the conditioning, and when do you start? August 1st.
No.
Or
July.
Well, I mean, you get 2 weeks.
We start lifting and running in June. And we get a lot of days now. When the season got moved up with 16 teams in the playoffs, and then also when there was the big push for spring football in Ohio, and they added more days that you can use. So now it's like you can use like 18 days.
Wow. So you're starting middle of July.
We started July 8th.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
So you look at your roster and you decide, boys, we're going to run this triple, who knows?
Who knows where it's at? Go get it.
So my question is this. Do you yourself have to learn that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That took a lot of work. So kind of where we had a package last year that was kind of like this. It was kind of similar. It was like a kind of a heavy unbalanced formation that we would get into, and we'd run the ball with Troy and Reese last year. And we did more and more of it as the year went on because it was what we were best at. And this winter, Charlie Vasey and I were at a clinic, and we're kind of in between sessions that we wanted to listen to. So we heard about this guy from Kentucky that was running the single wing. And we're like, that sounds interesting. We don't really know much about that. So let's go listen to this guy. And he gives the talk, and we're like, well, that's kind of like this, package we had last year. It's, there are a lot of similarities. And we said, wow, that would be a good emergency offense if we got short on quarterback or if we had injury or whatever, something like that. And that was really all the discussion. We kind of forgot about it. Well, that was like in February. So then we get to the point and probably in May or June where we're looking at our roster and we're like, well, I think this makes the most sense for us.
Yeah.
And being able, to compete, running the ball, clock management, that style. And we said, let's do it. Let's go all in on it. And that's kind of so then all summer it was, just researching and watching YouTube video after YouTube video and calling different guys and making contacts with people that do this stuff and having them send us some of their huddle video and all that kind of stuff to kind of get it nailed down. And here we are.
It worked.
How similar is that to what Minster did a few years back?
It's very similar. When they had Whip Parks.
It seemed like it, but I'm not smart enough to tell. It seemed like...
It's essentially the same offense.
Hmm.
Yep. That's what Whip did.
Yep.
So do you have so you add things to it each week then, or you can...
Yeah, you can. I mean, it's kind of like as much as you feel like you can handle, and execute... There's always little wrinkles and
little
stuff.
Wrinkles there,
well, it's not a secret now, but in the scrimmages, we were very, very vanilla. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We kind of ran our real base plays. We didn't change formations. We didn't shift at all. So then, of course, Friday, the first time we shifted, they had four guys jump off sides.
Yep.
And I think we got them five different times on that. Just with flipping formations.
And I think we might have gotten one motion.
We had two.
Was there two? Yep, so came out way ahead on that.
So that's got to be.
And some of those penalties that they got were very pretty good critical times where it really helped to get that 5 yards.
Yeah, I mean, second and five is a lot easier to deal with.
Especially doing what we're doing. It doesn't, I was, Reese Wendell's a football player.
Yeah, he is.
I mean,
he's an athlete. He's some kind of.
Bob, I think that you said that the second game that he played when he was a freshman.
Well, I just, his speed defensively, I'm like, that kid is close. Just, yes.
An instinct.
Yeah.
He knows where it's going and he gets there.
Yeah. So we go up. So we're playing Wayne Trace, a team that very similar to us. Last year was a great game up there.
Yep.
Going in, they lost their quarterback, right? They had a new quarterback.
Yeah, they had a big senior class last year.
Okay.
So when we started playing them in 2021, we were both playing a lot of sophomores. And we beat them up there that year. They beat us in 22. That was the game. Kale Ramel went out of the game. We got.
They'd never beat us.
Bruce Ritter.
Yep.
But we lost a close game then. And then we lost last year in a shootout up there. And that they had a real nice senior class. So they graduated a lot of seniors. We graduated a lot of seniors. I think it's a pretty good matchup, like year in and year out. I feel like that's a pretty good opener for us.
Good opener.
Yeah, I agree with you. That'd be a good one to sign along.
Keep that one,
that baby going. I agree with you. So let's go over the vibe at halftime in that locker room, because when we come off of that field at halftime, them boys were absolutely
fired up.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I get goosebumps when they go running in there. You got to calm them down a little bit, or are you just a, hey, boys?
No, you know what? They're tired. Yeah. they play really, really hard for a half.
Yep.
So we go in, and they sit down and get water, and they get some apples and, you know, try to get a little something back in them. And we sit down and as coaches kind of separately and go over things and talk about adjustments, and then we come out and talk to them. Yeah. So it's basically a lot more adjustments and kind of, fixing things and talking about things. Nobody had to fire anybody up at any point in time in that night. And that's, kind of what you guys said, what you said before about, all the numbers and this and that. And these guys hear it too.
Sure.
So they... they want to show. No, we're competitors. We're gonna fight. We're gonna prove people wrong. So that it doesn't take any kind of firing up or motivation. They were that way July 8th.
Yeah.
So it was a matter of. We played a great half of ball. That first half was almost as good as we could draw everything up, and what were we 14-0 at half? So that they didn't score, we scored twice. Especially with our style of play, if you can go into the second half with a 2-touchdown lead and feel like you can run the ball, you got a good shot.
Yeah,
and everybody knew that. Like every one of those kids understood like that part of it too, like the managing.
Yeah.
Of the game and how that needed to go.
Yeah. Well, that's
fun.
Yeah, it is. Let's take a break, Spencey. Pay some bills. Sports Talk presented by
D-Wing IGA.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Our Lady Indians are undefeated in their first two matches, and tomorrow they'll host National Trail. We'll simulcast WPGW for that match, and their audio will also be heard on... Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Our Lady Indians have won both of their matches so far this season, and tomorrow evening they'll begin their MAC schedule as they travel to Marion Local to take on the always tough Lady Flyers. That will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the NFHS video will be available. Friday night it'll be back to football as our Indians will travel over to Urbana to take on the Hill Climbers. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with our pregame show starting at 6:40. The NFHS video will be available for that game. Then on Saturday morning, it will be back to volleyball as our Lady Indians will travel down to Arcanum. JV starts at 10, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you the varsity match starting around 11:30. The NFHS video will also be available for that match. Get out to all the games you can to cheer on our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sports Talk, Bubba and B.
How come there was no 50-50 Friday night? No 50-50.
I didn't realize that.
On the... There was no
50-50. I will sell 50-50 tickets.
Gotta have 50.
We'll take it over. You help me?
Yeah, 50-50.
We're going to take over 50-50.
I'm usually up in the press box before the
You can 50 sell pe- from up there.
We well, before the 50-50 people ever get there, so get there. I never
I'm
get
taking over 50-50. They ain't getting anybody.
Awesome.
I think anybody do that.
No. Gotta have 50-50.
Yep.
Especially well, Coldwater
yeah.
game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a $500
one. Yeah.
Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk with Coach Niekamp and Mr. Feely and Mr. Spencer. We're talking Indians victory on week one against the Wayne Trace Raiders. And 20-6, we gave up a late touchdown. But you know what? In the grand scheme of things, it'd been nice to throw a goose egg at them. But you know, give them a little meat. Give them a little.
No.
Give them a little confidence so they can go win a game, get some computer points.
Okay.
Right.
If that's how you want to look at
it. Okay. That don't sound so bad.
We had that one series where we had some snap issues. And it was too bad because it was just at the point of the game where I thought we were really just kind of gaining control and we were going to be able to just, you know, if not go down and score, at least run the clock and probably not give them another possession. But, you know, they got the ball back with that possession, that series, which, by the way, on the series before, that's when Reese, I think the reason he dropped the ball was because when he kind of hyperextended his knee, and I think he kind of panicked and just let go of it. But, you know, then we get a big stop on that series. You know, they get a first down, but the second one, we stop them cold, and you could kind of feel like, all right, this is a chance to kind of take over. You know, and that's with those issues with the snap, that's – We've got to be able to handle that, and you know we worked a lot at it this week. That came at a time where we had some different guys in the backfield, and it changes the timing up a little bit. So it is what it is. We gotta fix it. But regardless, defensively, then you know that at that point in the game with the amount of time, it was a sense of like we want to stop them, but we also want to make them earn it. We don't want to, you know, take too many risks and give up a big one, and have them. You know, we knew of course, at that point in the game, if they score, they're going to kick an onside kick. So if you can force that to happen with as little time as possible, and then you know, then of course they didn't make the onside kick, and that was it. So
yep.
Well,
start.
Absolutely. So now we turn our attention to the. Is it the Hill Climbers or the Hilltoppers?
Hill Climbers.
Urbana Hill Climbers.
The Hill Climbers, and they had a nice win over Northeastern Friday night. Now, it looked like a shootout game. And that's going to be one of those games probably where we're going to have to control that ball again.
Yeah, definitely. So our game Friday probably had about 110 plays total, 115 plays. To put that in perspective, I tracked it for years to see like what an average game is. Average game is like 155, like over like a 10-year period for us. Yep. You know how many? So and that's how we wanted it. We want to shorten that thing and help our depth a little bit. Well, Urbana's game Friday was like 180.
Whoops!
Whoa!
Zing!
It was a track meet. So it's going to be really important for us to do a good job on defense, and you know, limit their number of plays.
Big plays, yeah.
And then part of the way you play good defense is if you can keep the ball away from with your offense.
What did we do last year against them?
They beat us by 8.
Yeah,
and 28-20.
28-20.
That's right. We've had great games with them. That's a good game.
What was that 3 years ago? We beat them, and second game of the season, we were already in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because they were Division II, assuming they were going to win some more games, which they did. I think they ended up with 7 wins.
3 years ago down there in 22, they had a nice team. We went in there without Cale Ramel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because he
got hurt. Troy Holman played an incredible game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was kind of similar. We're kind of short-staffed, and some guys had some. They weren't major injuries at the time, but they were enough to take them out of the game. So I remember at the end of that game, we were like the tight end number 4 and 5 on our depth chart, right?
Our depth chart only goes to three.
but it was the same kind of game. We held on. You know?
So we had the drum major.
Yeah.
Anybody ever played tight end?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a tight end? Yeah.
How does the heat, like this week in practice, you cut it off early?
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
That is kind of miserable, isn't it?
Some of it is, like, again, you know, kind of almost everything we do is trying to figure out, all right, how do we give ourselves the best chance to win, and how do we mitigate the issues with a team that's just not very deep? Especially, it's not such a big deal if you're playing all against other teams that aren't very deep, but if you're on a disadvantage in that, you got to figure out how to mitigate that somehow. So with a lot of guys that play a lot of snaps, then they're not going to get as many snaps in practice. You know, they don't need as many reps.
Don't have to.
And really, the thing that those guys have to do between last Friday and the next Friday is heal up and be ready to go on Friday.
Yep.
You know, the worst thing we can do is have a kid less ready to play.
Yeah.
Because of what we do in practice.
Yeah.
So this week, you know, those, especially the older guys, especially the guys that are experienced that play a lot of snaps, they got pretty limited reps this week. We tried to get our younger guys, that next group of guys, more reps, and you know, and we cut things back a little bit.
Yeah. So if they're already mentally ready to play on Friday, that's not nearly, you know, doing that repetitive motion of, you know,
right.
We're just
right.
Learned that they're already there.
It's almost like a pitch count. You know yep. what I mean? It's yep. kind of like you keep a little bit of track of their yep. reps. Like, Block and I used to talk about it, like with Will Homan. Like he would get, when he was a senior, he would get like 5 plays in practice on Tuesday. You know, once we went team. Like,
yeah.
Okay, well, that's enough. Sit there, drink
yeah.
water,
yeah.
heal up, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about your staff. Same group?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we got Charlie Basie. He's calling the defensive coordinator. We got Charlie. We got Speedy. Speedy's still with us, coaching DBs. And we really don't have receivers.
Yeah.
Right. Don't need a receiver.
It's kind of like with the offense this way, it's almost just like you have the backs and the skill guys and the linemen, the guys who block, and that's how you split it up. But yeah, we got Speedy, we got Steve Judy back with us, Jason Vogel, and Brad Bretz. And yeah. we had Josh Mullenkamp last year. Josh moved away, so we don't have Josh
yep.
back this year. And then junior high staff, same guys, Toby Metzger, Darian Sheffer, Nick Vogel, and Smoke Link.
Good. What's your junior high numbers look like?
Maybe as high as I can remember.
Ever.
There's like...
I drew by there. There was a
I heard
ton of them.
Somebody said 45.
45 total, yeah.
Wow.
There's
wow.
25 seventh graders and 20 eighth graders.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good.
Wow.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Now, have they opened up yet?
No, their first game is tomorrow okay. against Minster at home.
At home?
Okay,
yep.
good.
Yep, they've had 2 scrimmages. They scrimmaged. We picked up a second scrimmage. We always have, junior high always has, whoever we don't play in the league is their scrimmage, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. coming in. But Jay County wanted a scrimmage. So the week before, we had a scrimmage with Jay County, which was great. Just yeah. more, you know, more reps those guys can get.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, exciting to have those guys come
well, then I go down to the punt, pass, and kick today, and the yeah. finals, there's freaking, oh my God. And they're kicking, and you know, and it's good to see. Now we just yeah. got to keep them kids and keep them going. And what's the key? What do you think?
Well, if I knew, we'd have 60 guys.
Well, that's a good point.
It's probably
that's a good point.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. But it's not like. We have some tough classes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we have a low number of seniors. We have a low number of freshmen, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And low numbers, when you can get by with one low number in the top 4 grades, but 2's a kick in the ass,
well,
right?
And it's pretty much 3. Like, the sophomore class is single digits, too. Mm-hmm. Our junior class, I think we got 11.
Okay.
Our junior class is a pretty typical class in terms of numbers,
right.
You know, that we've had for years, and we've always been in the, you know, mid to low 40s, roughly.
Right.
And they're pretty good athletes in kind of every sport, aren't they, that junior class?
Yeah. A lot of those guys are, you know, good baseball players and just competitive right. kids. Mm-hmm. But you know what I think? Like, lots of schools go through this.
Yeah.
Lots all over the state. You right. talk to almost anybody anywhere, they're like, you know, for example, Wayne Trace came in. They only had 36 guys. Yeah. Last year they had 56.
Yeah. Well, Colar so, doesn't have a JV volleyball team.
Right.
Those
things come and go. I think what makes it difficult and kind of glaring in our situation is we face about three schools where that doesn't happen. Or it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
You know, like Marion doesn't seem to face that. Coldwater doesn't seem to face that in football. Versailles.
Yeah.
Just tons of kids, right? Right. Everybody else goes up and down some. Yep. You have really small classes here and there, whatever. And that's normal. Like, yep. throughout the state, that's pretty,
yep.
pretty, you know, comes and goes. But I don't know. I'm grateful for the guys we have. And
we'll battle our asses off every week.
They're warriors.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about the league. Everything goes down 119, I'm sure, with the Flyers and somebody said Niemeyer broke his collarbone.
Yeah.
Is that unbelievable?
Mm. Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. Terrible yeah. luck for him. You know, he's kind of had, I think, didn't he have injury?
Yeah. Like 2 years ago, I think.
Maybe a sophomore year. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then last year they lost Steffi, in the actually a couple weeks after we played him, I think. Yeah, they're like, that team is set up to be really good.
They were.
They're that class that's going to be seniors.
Their skilled
there.
Kids are, yeah.
They got them all over the place. And, you know, Coldwater's got that great senior class.
Yeah.
So, Versailles is, looks like they're pretty strong.
Yeah. You looked at week one. Any surprises there? Did you see anything that stuck out a little bit?
Not really, because I wasn't sure in some cases what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, like I didn't know New Riemann and
Bath.
I don't really know what to expect, how good Bath is, right. you know, that kind of thing. It was the other close one, St. Henry, St. Mary's.
You know, that was one. St. Mary's had to have a little chip on their shoulder. I figured that was a tough one for Josh to come into there.
So they get Marion next year?
Who do we not play this year?
Versailles.
Again.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, but
although I do like going to
Old Field.
I do, too. Cool. Yeah.
But, you know, I can name six teams I'd rather not play.
Yeah.
You know, it's just tough.
Yeah.
And I think our baseball team kind of proves something I've said a bunch of times. I'll take our sixth-place team in any MAC sport and play everybody in the state and win three-fourths of those games.
Yeah,
you know, and our baseball team kind of proved that. And Versailles volleyball 2 or 3 years ago, they were sixth place, won the state championship in volleyball. You know, that
right.
just happens because you get, if you can just survive without getting hurt in the MAC, you can go a long way.
So let's throw the let's throw your dad hat on, okay? So you got Andy out there when you look at Fort Recovery kids, Andy could be a top 10 neatest kid of all time.
Absolutely.
Fort Recovery.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not serious.
Yeah.
And then you got Carly, who is just an absolute, I mean, a gamer when it comes to, I mean, she is absolutely loving this volleyball.
Yeah.
And it's got to be a pretty good time for the kneecaps.
Oh, it's so much fun right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Carly is a competitor. She likes to... you know, she gets fired up at our football games. She wants to compete all the time. She's always pushing and, you know, striving to get better and pushing her teammates.
Some of her hits
those
volleyball matches is incredible.
Yeah, she can hit it. You got a junior high that's a good volleyball player.
She's
right?
come a long way.
She's good.
Ellie.
I watched her last night.
She's doing pretty decent with seventh grade.
Hey, I was impressed with them. I thought that seventh grade class was good, them little girls.
They are.
Serve the ball fantastic.
Which Wendell girl coached them last year? Was it Hope or Faith? I think it was Faith.
Faith, I think. Yeah.
She did a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's hard to, like, you have to pay attention because, sixth grade, you go to the sixth grade volleyball tournaments and half the parents are yelling, hit it over the net, hit it over the net. And she was so patient and stuck to having those girls try to get a bump, set it up, and get a hit. And she would just keep doing that. And it didn't matter if they, you try to win the games, but when they're sixth grade, nobody cares, right? You're trying to develop them. And she did a great, great job of developing, because now they have a team of seventh graders who can do those things because they took the time and were patient and worked their way through.
Yep.
And even in seventh grade, you got to keep doing that. You got to play a lot of kids, and you got to keep working on those things. I was at that game last night with Marion Local, and Marion Local kept getting nice. You know, they would pass it, set it up, and I think it was
Kirby's daughter.
She'd smoke it out of bounds, right? And their coach said, "I don't care where it goes. You keep doing that. Keep setting it up and hitting it, because that's what you have to be able to." You're not going to get good at it. You're not going to hit them inbounds until you hit 200 of them out of bounds. Right, so you got to learn how to do it. And if you give up on it, then you never.
And that's
never
why
get to that point.
That's why the MAC is what it is in volleyball, because
absolutely
they're fundamentally
right.
Fundamentally they're as good as
that's right. Yeah, absolutely. So you so we look at your this is how many years of teaching.
22
years of teaching.
Yep.
You're about retired.
No.
Huh? 22.
He's
knocking on the door. We're about there.
School off to a great start.
Yeah, it's great.
Good.
Kids are awesome. They're fun. I mess with them and tease them and entertain myself. And
it don't get no better, does it?
Hopefully they learn something.
Yeah. What are you teaching?
I'm teaching all 11th grade English, the 11th graders, and then I got the tech English seniors, which that's the English class for seniors that aren't going to go into college.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would have been in there.
You would have been in there. You'd probably been a huge pain.
I would have been. You're a moron.
But you'd have made him giggle a lot.
And then I got a text a little bit ago. Meat Fest didn't.
You didn't win?
Heard you maybe last place.
Is that Schmitty texting?
I'm not saying. I ain't saying nothing.
I didn't. It didn't. The brisket didn't go over well this year. All right. I probably made too much. I made two of them.
You made
22 pounds.
22 pounds.
Whoa.
That's wild.
So we decided 12 wasn't enough.
Gotta have it. You don't add to her, boys.
Brisket's awesome.
That's great.
Gotta have it.
Coach, we appreciate you stopping out, my friend. Yep. Urbana, big game Friday night.
Let's get another one.
We got a huge game with Coldwater, and I'm going to let you talk a little bit about what that's going to be a special game, special feeling, because, that's just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it hurts. I mean, it's hard to imagine. It's hard to imagine, and, you don't wish that on anybody.
No.
We certainly feel for that team. For that family, for that school, for that community, we're saying prayers with them and wishing them all the best.
Absolutely. Let's take a break, Spencey. We're going to come back. We're going to talk Indian sports. I got some stats here from volleyball. Amy sent them in. So, Coach, give them hell Friday night.
Thanks.
All right.
Good
we'll
job,
be back.
Buddy.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Your home home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The Athletic Hall of Fame is now taking nominations for its 2025 Hall of Fame class. They are no longer doing the nominations by committee, but instead, they're seeking nominations from the public, so you are welcome to nominate a former Fort Recovery athlete, coach, or administrator for the Athletic Hall of Fame. The nomination forms are available at the high school office or online at fortrecoveryathletics.org and must be turned in by Sunday, September 1st. The Hall of Fame ballots will then be mailed to all active Fort Recovery Booster Club members, and the public is welcome to join the Athletic Boosters Club, and you'll also be allowed to vote. The Class of 2025 Hall of Fame will be announced later this year, and the induction ceremony will take place on Saturday, January 25th, before the boys' varsity basketball game against Mississinewa Valley. Again, the public is invited to nominate former athletes, coaches, and administrators for the 2025 Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. Ballots available at the high school office and online at fortrecoveryathletics.org. Nominations are due by Sunday, September 1st.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
I was putting my headphones on.
That's okay.
Good job. Now I was trying to put it on.
Yeah.
Hey, we're back here. I don't like to brag, Fee. I'm not a bragger.
What do you got?
I won $750 at the WOW.
You did. You're not a loser.
Neil,
anymore.
I won $750 bucks at the WOW.
So let's see. You buy 5 tickets every year. You're still down $2,000.
Oh, I lost money. There ain't no doubt.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
This year you won money, but overall.
I figure every year I'm donating five. I figure it's $500.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah.
Two tickets, me and my wife, one each for the kids. That's $400. No, it's more than $500.
Yeah, you're done.
But, you know, if they came up and said, hey, we need some money, can you get us $400, $700, yeah. $100?
I was two off.
They just give it to you.
Two off from what?
$750.
Was you?
I could have joined a group.
You could have been in the club.
No, I'm in the loser club. 6 years running.
What a weekend.
What a weekend.
I think they did okay.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, they made $140,000 before they started.
Yeah. Then they added another $50,000 to it.
Yeah, they made $140,000 before it kicked off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's not bad.
Of course, they'd already spent $800,000.
So I heard, that they called that lady up that won the 50-50.
Yeah.
And they said, is there any chance, hey, this is for Grandmaster. Can you come down and collect your 50-50? He went, well, she said, I'm kind of, you know, busy. They wanted to come down Friday night and collect
yeah.
it. And I think it might have been Ryan or whoever it was said, yeah. you know how much you won? She says, no. How much was it? He says, $140,000.
I'll be there in 15
I'll
minutes.
Be there, she said. Jesus.
In a Hummer limousine, 50 feet long.
I'll find somebody to drive me.
Yeah, $140,000. I'll tell you what.
That's unbelievable.
So Nico Moon's great.
Yeah, he wasn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's got high energy.
Yeah, he jumped around.
Salt Creek was unbelievable.
Salt Creek's really good.
I mean,
them guys said they play.
They can make a living doing that.
They play, yeah. what, two times a year now?
Yeah.
No, one. They played. The last time they played was our
thing?
Last year.
Yeah.
Now there's a Salt Crush. And
yeah, they got.
But that group,
yeah.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, they're good.
Not bad. No, not bad. So tomorrow we got volleyball, Minster. We got Minster, right?
No. We're Marion Local.
Oh, at Marion.
At
yeah.
Marion Local.
That'd be a tough one. They won the Chaminade tournament I seen this weekend.
Did they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So Marion will be good. They're always good.
They're always good.
Bring them on.
Yep. We ain't scared.
I think I've seen the three matches we've had, and we look pretty good. I don't know how good the teams are we were playing, But we look pretty good.
Yeah.
I got some stats here.
Stats!
Oh, I got the Fort Recovery football stats.
Stats. What do we do?
Hmm?
Season stats?
No, I mean, I got the season stats. I got those. Yeah. We carried the ball 45 times for 252 yards. That's about 5 yards a carry.
Perfect.
That's about 6 yards a carry.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
How about time of possession?
I don't know if that's on here.
Is it on there?
Yeah. Fort Recovery 26-52, Wayne Trace 19-54. We got to do that again Friday.
That's what we got to do, I believe.
Yep. We had 25 passing yards.
25? Perfect.
We'll get that. We throw a wrinkle in there.
If you'll get one to go to the end.
You know who else is a good football player? Gavin Evers.
Gavin?
Yep. That was a great play to him.
Yep.
And he did exactly what he needed to do.
Yep. I like it.
And, you know, you just run, and all of a sudden there's this stupid pass play. Where in the hell did that come from?
I like
and
him.
Off he goes to the end zone.
Yeah. Ears boys are awesome.
Yeah, they kind of are.
They had three sacks, 28 yards. They did not have any. We had Reese carried the ball 20 times for 164. Ethan Hartnagel, 12 for 54. Caden Greasy, 7 for 21. Gavin's reverse was that end around or reverse? End around.
End around.
One carry for 11 yards and a touchdown.
Touchdown.
And Brody Hart, one carry, minus 13 yards.
Crap.
Yeah,
Wayne Trace last year that he scored the touchdown on the pick?
Yeah.
Junior with that. What grade's Brody
at? I can't remember what
he said. He's a junior this year.
He said something and it was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I can't remember
what it was. He picked it right out of the end zone, too. Went 99.
Yeah, that's good. Tackles for recovery had... Here we go. Nope.
Got none.
I don't know any of these. Oh, here we go. Gavin Evers had 7 tackles. Gabe Kanapke, 3.
I think Luke Lochtefeld had a few, didn't he?
Cam Sutton, 4. Cam Sutton?
Yeah.
I can't read that. Luke Lochtefeld, there you go. Troy Post, Josh Evers, Aiden Brunswick, all with tackles. Indians win it. 20-6.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm big.
Big W.
We'll take one more of them.
Ooh, yep. That'd be awesome.
One more of them are in the playoffs.
That'd be awesome.
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
Yep. That's probably correct.
Well, you never know the way it is.
We never shot.
Never know. Yep.
See you, Coach.
And then we got the girls' cross-country team. They were at the Bobby Shaw,
I seen that.
And that's like the world's biggest cross-country meet.
He was... 40, 50, 60 years ago, he was world class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was the runner.
I think the girls finished 13th out of, I think it was 28 teams.
Yeah.
And
Joel
finished 14th.
Yeah.
So she had another good race. She's a good runner.
Yeah, she's running good.
Takes after her
dad.
No. Cowper what? Can't run.
Huh?
He cannot run.
Like, he can move pretty good with a golf cart.
Tremendous golf cart driver. He's got a great golf cart too. And it is one of the best golf carts. He's still a moron, but that is a great golf cart. Yeah, I agree. What else you got, Fee?
I got nothing. Buckeyes this weekend.
Akron Zips.
The Zippers. A lot of expectations on the old Buckeyes.
Oh my God. Then next weekend is
what do we know about their quarterback? Buckeyes quarterback.
Well, he's a transfer out of Kansas.
Kansas State.
You hear nothing but high things about him.
Good.
He's a very smart, high, very intelligent quarterback who...
Our wide receivers will be unbelievable again.
They could be tremendous.
They could really be good again.
This freshman must be unbelievable.
He's got to be unbelievable.
First freshman to start since David Boston.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So Harrison didn't start?
Nope.
I'll be dang.
First freshman starter since David Boston. So it's been a while.
That's been a while.
Yeah.
So you're saying he's going to get hurt?
No, Neil. Come on. Neil, you're killing me.
I'll never hear from him again.
No, that's right. What else we got, Spence? Anything else? We're on the air tomorrow night. Rob?
Nope. Rob won't be doing any this week. So we have
he's out.
Probably me doing the volleyball, unless you want to pop over and do the volleyball.
Volleyball?
I'm not. Marion, I don't know. I can't do nothing.
I think. What about me?
No, you're good.
No, I'm not good.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm adequate, and that's as good as we can get. So we got that, and then Friday is Urbana. If you guys are coming, that'd be awesome.
Yep.
And then Saturday we have volleyball at Arcanum, 10 a.m. JV, so 11:30 for
you got signal down there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tri-Village, we don't, right?
Tri-Village has a problem, yeah.
Not bad.
How about their new gym? Is that still bad or better?
Yeah, but they gave us a password, and I believe we worked okay. That was always a problem at Marion Local, too.
Yep.
Last year for basketball, they gave us a password for their school Wi-Fi, and it worked fine. Before, our software wouldn't work with their Wi-Fi password. Our signal was still blocked.
No good.
Yeah, but so we always had trouble over there inside Marion Local. Now the outside baseball and football had no problem, but inside was always the way. The construction of the building there in Ansonia, Tri-Village, Fort Laramie, and I think there's one other one who play regularly.
Did you see? Did you by any chance? Was you watch any of the volleyball last night? So
nope.
So Louisville was on.
Uh-huh.
And Cole Etzler is like, I don't know what his title is.
Yeah.
But he's out there.
Yeah.
On TV, wide open.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. He was on the staff. From what I saw on Facebook, he was on the staff, and he was...
So he's got a coach?
He's on the staff, but he's not like a coach because he's like a freshman or sophomore. So I don't remember what he is, but he's setting them up. He's doing the sets to that's what it looked like he was doing. But
warming them up,
yeah, that's awesome.
That is
pretty bad,
you know. And he was an important part of that coaching staff. I don't know what he was doing, but he was always in there and saying something. If you watch the Coldwater matches on NFHS or when you're there.
He forgot more about volleyball than me.
or name seven other people, any of the 10 of us know. Well, except unless you include his mom and dad.
Yeah. They might know a little bit.
Yeah. No, just a little.
Jeez. Yeah.
It's awesome. I mean, I love that man. That is just really good. And what good people they are.
Absolutely. So we got a big game this Friday. Then next week is Coldwater.
Yep.
And there's some things in the works. We ain't going to let anything out yet. But there's some things in the works that could be a really neat deal going on here on Friday, next Friday with Coldwater. So we will make sure we keep everybody informed. Yeah.
Yep. And some of it isn't solidified yet. So
No. Yep. Still early plannings.
Yep.
But
a lot really of stuff's going to happen.
Yep. Sounds good. Fee, have a good one, my bud.
Yes, sir.
We'll see you Friday night.
Sounds like a winner.
My good friend, Mr. Feely, Mr. Spencer, I am Bob Stalker. We'll see you next Wednesday night. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.